Good morning. Another quiet and pleasantly cool start to the day across interior New York and New England with partly cloudy skies and dry weather. Most everyone starting out in the upper 30s and lower 40s this morning, and we will enjoy another day with high pressure in control and mostly sunny skies. In fact, it'll be a touch warmer this afternoon than recent days, which will put us in the upper 60s and lower 70s for daytime highs. That ocean storm is still parked out over the western Atlantic, blocking the weather pattern across most of the eastern half of the United States. That leaves us under the high pressure and dry weather for the remainder of the day, while a storm system emerges out of the plains and only slowly moves toward the Midwest. Out ahead of this system, a series of impulses will approach our area over the next several days. Still, skies will be mostly clear tonight as lows drop back into the mid-40s. A few of those clouds will move through during the day on Friday, so perhaps not quite as much sunshine. Still, partly sunny skies will take us into the middle and upper 60s. We'll be in between those cloudy periods on Saturday, so we'll go with a mix of sun and clouds and staying dry with highs near 70. Finally, energy will team up with moisture and make a run at us late Saturday night and for the day on Sunday. During the day, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and a good chance of showers, and this will hold temperatures back into the upper 50s to around 60 for daytime highs for the second half of the weekend. And just as we'd been stuck under a nice weather pattern this week, next week looks like it could be the opposite, as a trough of low pressure will remain overhead, keeping skies cloudy, with at least the risk of showers from time to time through the middle of the week, and high temperatures will be in the middle and upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system over the central United States is forecast to continue to move slowly into the upper Mississippi Valley over the next couple of days, pushing a cold front slowly through the region and toward the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. Widespread moderate to heavy rain along with severe thunderstorms are likely with this system ahead of the front. As that front slides slowly eastward, portions of the central Midwest and southeast will see increasing chances of rain and severe storms today, with a broad marginal risk for severe weather in place. Thunderstorm chances will continue ahead of the front farther into the southeast through tomorrow. Also on Friday, severe thunderstorms are forecast for the southern plains and southeast ahead of a dry line across central Texas and a warm front extending through the lower Mississippi Valley. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe weather for portions of Texas east to the lower Mississippi Valley. Heavy rain is also possible across that region as well, with a slight risk for flooding Friday night. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with partly cloudy skies and 28 degrees with a northeast wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 2 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 41, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.08 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 1 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 34. The average temperature, 50, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, just 2/10 of an inch of snow for the month, which is 7/10 of an inch below normal, and 54.3 inches for the season, which is 4.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high 88 set in 1929, and the record low 19 in 1982 and in 2018. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m., sunset this evening 7:30 p.m., 13 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds around 70 on Saturday. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers on Sunday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with a chance of a few scattered showers all 3 days, and highs ranging from the mid to upper 50s to around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.